National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Right, another hot week. How you doing? Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am the chief geek here and chief gardening guy. And you know what? I had an arborist out at the house yesterday. By the way, recording this on Friday late. This is what a week it's been. Just an incredible week. I had an arborist at the house looking at a couple of trees. Got a price to take down two trees. One, $900. The other, $1,800. So, $2,700 for two trees. I got to fit that into the budget because they got to come down. That's all there is to it. They got to come down. And that is doing things legally. And you want to do things legally when it comes to removing trees. If you live in a municipality, if you live out in the country, you just cut the darn tree down, okay? But you know, if you're a city folk, you live in a city kind of like I do, then you got to play by the rules. And in the town that I live in, the town has an arborist, and if you want to cut a tree down, you got to go talk to the arborist. You got to convince him. He's got to come out. You got to pay, for one thing. You have to pay a fee, and then he comes out. You have to pay a fee for each tree. He comes out, and he looks at the trees and decides if they're savable. And if they're savable, he's not going to let you cut them down. So I have now made the appointment and paid the fee for the arborist to come out and look at the tree. And on Tuesday morning, the arborist is going to be here, so I have to be here, to look at the two trees to determine if they need to come down or not. And there's actually a smaller tree in between that I want to take down at the same time because it's growing over my neighbor's house. Doesn't even affect my property at all, except the trunk is in my property and it's small, and it grows up, takes a left turn, or pardon me, a right turn, and goes right over the top of my neighbor's house. And I don't like that. One of the trees that I'm going to have taken down had a very large branch over my neighbor's house, and I paid $390 or something like that to have that branch removed because, parts of this tree have fallen already, and I just could not, you know. I had that branch, and there was another large branch that was going over the top of my house, and I had that removed. So now you got basically a stick going up in the air on the one tree, but the other little tree just grows up and just goes right over his house, and I don't like that. I want it to come off. I think it's a neighborly thing to do. I really do. I don't want my trees harming anybody. Now, my buddy across the street said, why are you paying money to have that, you know, that branch pulled off of his, you know, the top of his house? I said, because that's my tree. He goes, yeah, but if it falls down, he's the one that's responsible because it's on his lot line. He let him pay to take it down. I said, no, man, that's like my tree. I feel responsible. So I paid money to have the thing taken down because if, you know, God forbid, if that branch would have fallen on his house, it would have went through his roof. And he lives there, his wife lives there, their son lives there. I'd have just felt horrible. You know, so I paid the money. You know, I paid the money and I had it removed. Now I want the whole darn tree removed. So that's the tree that's going to cost $900 to remove. Is that one? That's because I've cut it back so far that there's not that much left, but $900 worth. And then the other tree, a large branch off the other tree, has fallen into my front yard. And I had to have, you know, that, I mean, that was a mess. Just missed my house. There's a large branch that goes over the street. And I swear, every time the wind blows, I get nervous. And, you know, my next door neighbor parks his wife's car on the street underneath that. And I've told him, I said, listen, I said, why don't you have her pull her car in the driveway? I said, if that branch falls down, I'll feel terrible. And she wants to park there. It's easier for her to get out and go to work in the morning. She doesn't have to back the car out then. I said, okay, but just, you know, keep in mind that branch looks a little weird. You saw how the other branch fell in my yard. You go, okay, you know. So, I don't know, you can be neighborly so far. But the law on this, where I live, I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on the radio. But the law on this thing where I live is that my responsibility ends at the end of my lot line for my branches. And if my neighbor had a tree coming over into my yard, and at the other house I had that, and it was very intrusive onto the side of my house, I went up there with a chainsaw and I cut the darn thing off on my lot line. I just cut it off clean at the lot line. I have every right to do that. He has every right to cut any branch of my tree that goes across his lot line. We don't edit, we just keep going. So I think I've been a good neighbor, but I found out I asked the guy, how much you take that one branch down that's going over where their car is parked? He said $500. Well, you know what? I'm not going to spend $500 to save her car. If she wants to spend $500 to save her car, that's fine. She can do that. But I think I've been neighborly. I spent $390 to keep the tree off their house. So I thought that was pretty nice of me. And I'm going to wind up spending $1,800 total just to get that tree out of here, which is amazing. And now here's the fun part. Anytime I do any strange laws where people live, anything I do out there, like if I went and cut that branch out myself, you know, you don't need to get a permit to do that, but if I cut that branch off, or if I got a guy with a chainsaw, you know, that I picked up on Craigslist to come out there and cut that off, and he cut it all up, I can put it out on the street, and my garbage people will take it away at no charge, no additional charge, all included in what I've got. So, but if I have a certified arborist with a permit take that down, he's got to haul it away and take it to the dump, which costs a whole bunch of money. I mean, a whole bunch of money. So it's all crazy, and this is all the stuff that we have to contend with. So, you know, it's just real, real interesting. By the way, my neighbor around the corner who is really wanting to compete with me on lawns doesn't even live on my street. He lives on a street around the corner. But, you know, he walks by my house every day, asked me what I was doing. I told him I'm glad to share, you know, glad to share it because your lawn's so green. I told him exactly what I was doing. He tried to go buy some milorganite, couldn't buy any. In the county that I live in, they don't let you sell fertilizer this time of year because you're not allowed to fertilize. He went to another county and bought the milorganite, and he was out there putting his stuff down, had a fertilizer spreader, was out and putting his stuff down. I didn't know about this. He came and told me. He said, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? He said, city guy comes out, came out because a neighbor complained and came out and told him to stop putting the fertilizer on the yard. It was already done. So if you'd ever do that again, you know, because you're only allowed to put fertilizer here after September 1st. And you have to stop on June 1st. During that time period, you're not allowed to put fertilizer out. You're not allowed to buy it in this county. So they told him, you know, that technically he was in violation and they could write him a citation, but it was his first offense. And they wanted to know where he bought the stuff. They wanted to see the receipt from where he bought the stuff and all this other stuff. I mean, you know, it was ridiculous. I said, what'd you tell him? I said, you tell me you had stuff laying around. You don't know where you bought it. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't keep the receipts. I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of these people who, you know, has receipts. I have receipts. No, I'm not one of those people. When I go out and buy stuff that I'm going to use on the yard, I went out and bought a pair of new lopping shears 2 weeks ago. Don't ask me where the receipt is. I took the thing out. I tried it out. It worked real well. Trim a hibiscus. I don't know where the receipt is. Okay. The mill organite that I bought, well, I've used it all up. Don't ask me where the receipt is. Come on. Leave me alone. I have a bottle. I bought a bottle of Safer insecticidal soap last week. It's in the garage. And I bought it for a friend of mine. I'm going to go over and help her with a bush that has caterpillars on it, and we're going to use the insecticidal soap on it. And as soon as I have time, hopefully tomorrow. But I don't know where the receipt is. So it is crazy. I mean, these people are asking him. Oh, my phone just made a funny noise. These people are asking them, where is your receipt for your mill organite? He didn't have it. Now, they were upset that he didn't have it. I don't understand, man. Government's coming down on me. I don't understand fertilizer ban for summer, especially with an organic fertilizer like mill organite that is not going to wash away and go into the aquifer or, you know, go into the ponds or the streams. It's going to sit there and it's going to biodegrade into the soil, and it's actually going to be good for the soil. But, you know, that's the law. That is what we have to contend with. It is just that kind of thing. How's your lawn looking? Michael.Kroos@gmail.com. I would absolutely love to hear from you. I've got a bunch of emails I got to get to sometime here soon, but I wanted to just kind of rant about fertilizer and my trees. You know, rant about fertilizer and my trees. You're listening to Ask the Garden. I'm Michael.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Okay, so you want to know what it's come to in my life? You want to know how exciting my life is? First of all, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross. I'm your chief geek. And you know what I used to do in my, long ago and far away? I used to hang out with rock stars. Yeah. Met Jimi Hendrix. Met The Who. Was backstage with the Association. I hung out with all those people. And then, years later, after I got married, started having kids, started doing radio, started doing public speaking all over the country, doing live remotes all over the country. Now, I want to tell you where I'm at right now, man. I want you to know. I've had a very long, hard week. The pinnacle of my week happened yesterday, which was Thursday. I'm recording this on Friday. The absolute best thing that happened to me, and I got to tell you, I was all excited about it. I was just totally and completely thrilled about what happened yesterday. And it happened at, 10 after 5 yesterday afternoon. I had just gotten home. I had, had a drink of water. And I was just sitting down to relax for a few minutes. And the doorbell rang. And guess who it was? By the way, is it just me, or do you just hate it when your doorbell rings? I don't like, if I could do this, I would put a fence up so people couldn't get in my yard. I really would. I just don't like my doorbell ringing. But this was a good thing. It was the UPS man. Now, he never stops to talk. He just comes up, drops the package off, and rings the doorbell so you know that it's there. And I went out, and there's a big box, and it was like Christmas. Yes, it was like Christmas. And I am sorry, some of you know this about me, but I have, besides gardening and besides a bunch of other stuff that I enjoy, I have always had a great love for a good vacuum cleaner. And my favorite vacuum cleaner that I ever had was a Dyson that I lost in a divorce. And then I bought another one just like it. And one of my children, who will remain nameless, Cassandra, decided that she spilled a thing of milk in my kitchen. And I don't know what made her think that a Dyson vacuum cleaner could pick up a half a gallon of milk off the floor and not ruin the Dyson vacuum cleaner. I don't know what made her think that. She sees the guy on TV talking about how great these things are. I'm going to tell you, that was the end of the Dyson. So then I bought a Hoover. Hoover was okay. Wanted a Dyson. The one I had was $690 bucks, like the one I had. Last week, I'm watching QVC. Yeah. And this is my life also. I find myself, there are three shopping channels on my cable system. Home Shopping Network, QVC, and some other one which I forget the name of. But on QVC, there was they had this new thing. It was called the Shark Slim. It brand new, the newest shark that there is, the newest shark thing. And it was like $170. And it did everything that the Dyson did, only it did it better. That's what they're demonstrating. And it's 11:30 at night. I'm watching this. Again, no life, 11:30 at night. I'm watching QVC. And they pick up a whole bunch of pool balls with it. Yeah, how's that? And it had this nifty little device that goes up and turns, and you can clean the tops of your ceiling fans with it. How cool is that? It had another little thing that came with it that you can jam it underneath your stove or your refrigerator, and it vacuums all that stuff out. How cool is that? It had a crevice tool that expands, an expanding crevice tool. And then it had another tool that I just did. I looked at it. I didn't see what you're supposed to do with it. And I don't under, it's a crevice tool with a brush wrapped. I don't know what it's for. But it was there too. And it was $179. Free shipping. I was weak. I picked up the phone and I dialed in. And you know what's really weird? As soon as I dialed in, they knew who I was, because as it turns out, about 6 years ago, I ordered a thing for my grill on QVC. I'd forgotten all about it. They knew who I was. They knew my address, and they knew my old credit card number. And they said, well, this credit card's expired. We're going to need another one. I said, okay. And I did. And I didn't have to tell them anything else. Gave them the new credit card number. They were going to get this right out to you, Mr. Gross. And so yesterday, I had to go to a meeting last night. I had to go to a meeting. But yesterday, as I'm sitting there comes my new Shark Slim. And I unpacked it. I unboxed it. I put it together. It wasn't hard to put together. And I looked at all the stuff on it. I even read a little bit of the manual. Then I take off the meeting. Today, I worked all day. Came home, had to do radio. That Shark Slim is sitting, I can see it right from where I'm standing. It's out in the living room. And it's just sitting there, and the dust thingy, you know, the where all the stuff goes, because it's bagless, of course. And by the way, no law, this is not a commercial for them. I had to pay for this thing. They're not giving me anything. No loss of suction. It's got a HEPA filter. It's got another filter. It's got all kinds of stuff. But the little dust cup there, you know, where all the stuff goes. Oh, by the way, it has two brushes. It's got brushes so when the kids spill Cheerios on the floor, on the porcelain floor, you know, with the other vacuum cleaner, and the brush hits it and it flies all across the room. This has a soft brush in the front, which kind of caresses it and sucks it into the thing. Anyway, but it's sitting out there, and the inside basket where all the stuff goes is crystal clear and clean. It has not been used yet. And just to tell you where else my life has gone, I'm going to get to plants soon, I promise. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Sometimes I don't talk about plants. Sometimes I talk about other stuff. But anyway, you want to know where else my life is? Today, now I'm sitting here thinking, I've got a living room that has carpet. This room, the studio, has carpet. Zach's old bedroom has carpet. And the master bedroom has carpet. And then I've got the porcelain floor in the dining room and in the kitchen and in the foyer. And I got ceramic tile in the bathrooms. I'm sitting here all day. I was out working. I was stressing which room I'm going to start with my new Shark vacuum cleaner. That's what I was thinking about. This is where it used to be, hey, can I catch up with Jimi Hendrix at the Men's Garden Club? He used to come to Tampa and hang out there. And as a matter of fact, tell you a little story. I was still in high school, and I knew Jimi Hendrix. How's that? How does that even happen? It happened to me. And he came to town, and I lived at, you know, with my parents still. And my dad opens up the sliding glass door because there's a bunch of us in the swimming pool. And my dad said, there's some guy on the phone for you. He needs to talk to you. His name is Jimi Hendrix. It was Jimi Hendrix calling. Hey, I'm in town. We're at the Tampa Men's Garden Club jamming. You want to come? Sure. And all my friends say, yeah, that's Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. That's the Garden Geek.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
No less than seven, I think maybe eight emails about caterpillars. Last week I got all kinds of emails about caterpillars, and everybody wants to use all these chemicals to control their caterpillars, except for this one guy in Maryland. And the one guy in Maryland wants to use diatomaceous earth, and it didn't work for him. He told me he took this hand duster and put diatomaceous earth over all of his shrubs where the caterpillars were eating. And, did I say who I am? Welcome, everyone, to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. And he put the diatomaceous earth over everything. Well, then it rained, and it didn't work. And he's all, you know, in a tizzy. So he then wanted to know, he emails me and says, I still have some Durisban. Will that work? And I emailed him back and said, don't use it. Please don't use it. Caterpillars are so easy. You have to understand what caterpillars are. And I guess we'll talk about one. Let's talk about a lawn caterpillar. Let's just do that. Are we, or, you know, a hibiscus, you know, a hookworm. All of these things, all these caterpillars, they start out, well, somewhere in there, they start out as an egg. The egg hatches, well, who knows where it starts. It started when God decided that we had to have these things. So he said, well, I'm going to start it here. And where here is, I don't know. But anyway, let's just start with the egg. The egg hatches out into the worm, into the larva, the worm. And that worm eats the plants, be it, you know, your hibiscus, be it your tomatoes, your tomato hornworm, or, you know, whatever it is. It eats the plants. And there's an exception to that, and we'll get to that in just... Well, no, it's really not an exception. Because if it is from a beetle, it could be getting into your trees and eating the wood out of your trees. So the larva always damages the plant one way or another. Yet the larva is the bad guy. That larva, after it eats so much, it goes into a pupa. Or a cocoon. Remember the butterfly? Yeah. Anyway, it goes into a pupa stage or a cocoon stage. Have you? And then it emerges. From that, as either a moth or a butterfly or even a beetle. How's that? And flies off to do their thing and live their life and go find another one of their kind and mate. And lay the eggs, and then the eggs hatch out into the larva, and the whole thing continues. But in the meantime, these things are like eating your plants like crazy, in a wide variety of plants. And everybody that's emailing me, with the exception of the one guy who tried the diatomaceous earth, wants to use a chemical. Don't use a chemical. I mean, if you want to use a chemical, use a chemical. But you don't need to use a chemical. I like one of the BT products. BT, Bacterias, Bacillus thuringiensis is what it is. It's a bacteria. All natural, all nice. Mix it up. It comes, brand name, Thuricide, Dipel. There's a bunch of them out there. Whole bunch of different brand names. But they're basically BT products. That's what you know, go to garden centers. I want a BT product, get rid of my caterpillars. They're going to have a dozen of them there. So you can just pick one out. The best time, the absolute best time to spray a BT product is in the evening, just before dark. Absolutely just before dark. Why is that, Michael? Well, ultraviolet light or sunlight has a tendency to make it not work as well. It starts breaking down relatively quickly in ultraviolet light. So with that, okay, with that, it's best to put down the BT products in evening. It's also cooler in the evening. And what are you going to do? Watch Jeopardy or put down some BT products? I'm not going to watch Jeopardy. I'm going to put down some BT product. I'm going to be out working in the yard. I love out being out working in the yard when it's not hot. And it's not hot, so I'm going to go out and I'm going to work in the yard. And as a matter of fact, after I'm done doing radio today, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and mow the yard again. Mow the yard about every 4 days, sometimes every 3 days. We've been getting rain. Haven't gotten rain lately in the last couple of days, but the grass is still tall, needs to be cut. So I'm going to cut it. And in the cool of the evening, I'm going to go out, start up the mower and do that. But this is the time to put down your BT products and spray that out. So I don't want to spend money. I got stuff out here. What do I got? I got all kinds of stuff out here. Let me see what I got. And you go out there, and here's the thing about pesticides. Every pesticide that is out there has a label. Now the manufacturers, of course, make the labels, but they just don't inadvertently, make the label and say, do this, this, this. No! If you want a label, if you're a pesticide manufacturer, you have to get your label approved by the Environmental Protection Agency. And that label has to say all kinds of stuff. But, one of the important things it has to say is how dangerous it is. Caution, least toxic. Warning, kind of toxic. Danger, very toxic, stay away. All that, but that's one of the things to tell you. But the other thing it tells you is what pest it will control. So you read the label of what you got out there in the garage or out in the shed, and you look for caterpillars, lawn caterpillars, other caterpillars. Look for that. If you see them on the label, then you say, I can use this. How much am I going to use? This is where it gets really important, kids. This is vitally important because I see people mess up on this all the time and a half for years, and it's making me mental. So I need you not to make me mental, all right? Because I'm watching you. You take that label again. Another important thing that's on that label is how much of the stuff to use. And by the way, they just didn't inadvertently come up with a figure of how much of this stuff you should use. They did not do that. Okay? That was done through literally millions of dollars worth of research that the Environmental Protection Agency required to have done in order to know that. It's called efficacy testing. And if the label on the product that you're going to use on your caterpillar says for caterpillars, use 1 ounce in a gallon of water, and it will do 500 square feet or 1,000 square feet, do you know how many times? Do you know I have spoken all across the country? I was just at the Dunedin Library speaking to a group there, a homeowners group there. And you know what they said, well, I use this product. And the label said put 2 ounces in a gallon of water, but I wanted to kill them, so I put 4 ounces. I doubled it up because, by golly, I'm going to double it up, and it's going to work. And it didn't work. And he just said, why? I doubled it up, and it didn't work because the label said to put 2 ounces, not four. And the reason that the label said that is because they've done all of this testing, millions of dollars worth of testing on that product to determine how much of it will kill the pest and how much of it won't kill the pest. And here's a strange thing. When you double up on product, a lot of times, speaking of caterpillars, they know it's there because you've doubled up on it, and they're not going to eat the plant there. They're going to go find plant that doesn't have it on there. So you're not controlling the problem. And then when it rains, they're still there, and they're going to come and then eat the plant then. And you're going to waste it. So if the label says use 2 ounces in a gallon of water, and by the way, the label's also going to say how to put it on. They're going to say make sure you get it underneath the leaves. They're going to say all kinds of stuff. They're going to tell you what protective gear you should wear. All of this stuff, follow the label directions. Always read and follow label directions. I've said that 9,787,341 times that I remember. There's probably sometimes I don't remember that I've said that. Because the label is everything in a pesticide. Never double up. Now, I have put less down before with personal experience, knowing that less is sometimes more, and that's legal to do, but it's not legal to put more, and chances are really, really good that you're not going to have a good result if you use more compared to less. Do you understand what I'm saying? The exact rate is always the best. The exact rate that they tell you on the label is always the best. My name is Michael Kroes. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
It is happening again. I'm getting emails from people asking me how to grow marijuana. Yeah. Oh, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. And for 34, almost 35 years, I have refused to tell you how to grow marijuana. Yeah. Well, for many of those years, it was illegal. And I just, you know, and by the way, I don't smoke marijuana. I don't like marijuana. I kind of think marijuana is stupid, and I think marijuana makes you stupid. This is automatically going to get a bunch of you mad at me. That statement right there is going to get a bunch of you mad at me. And you're who am I to say that? Well, that's just the way I feel. Medical marijuana, I was against that for many, many years. Many years I was against medical marijuana. Until my good friend, Pat, an attorney out of Washington State, got cancer. And he knew that the cancer was going to take him out. He knew that that was coming. He knew that he had limited life. But he was an attorney who, at this stage of his life, had retired. But he still practiced law for free for elderly people. And this was very important to Pat. He needed to feel as though he was accomplishing stuff. But between the drugs he was taking, the chemo, and just the cancer, and you know, let me just say this. I've said it a million times, and I'm going to say it again. Please don't take offense, but cancer really sucks. I hate cancer. And as all of this was ravaging him, and many of you know what I'm talking about. I've watched it in my family. I've watched my sister pass away with cancer. It was horrible. Pat started smoking marijuana to help him cope. And by the way, at that time in Washington State, there was no legal medical marijuana, so he was buying it from drug dealers. This extremely conservative, very Christian, right-wing, just wonderful person had to buy pot from drug dealers, but it was so worth it to him because it enhanced his life until just prior to his death. He was able to help people with legal issues, mostly elderly people who could not afford a lawyer. And up until about a week before he died, because of the marijuana that he was buying from drug dealers illegally. He I spoke with him, and he sounded wonderful. I spoke to him before he started doing that, and gosh, it was just horrible. And then after he started doing that, it enhanced his life so well that, you know, that sold me on medical marijuana. It changed my mind about medical marijuana. You know, my sister, God love her, spent 3 years fighting lung cancer, and she was with the police department. She was a law enforcement officer, and she was not going to have anything to do with marijuana to assist her, and I respected that. And I wonder now. I really wonder now if that would have enhanced her life. You know, it would have made her last year better, her last 5 months better. I don't know. I don't have my sister, a version of my sister who did that, so I don't know. But with medical marijuana and the laws changing, and now laws change, like in Oregon, for instance, you're allowed to grow. You can go get a little license if you have a medical marijuana card. You're allowed to grow 8 plants for yourself, and you're allowed to do that. And my friend Truman Burst, the master herbalist, was growing marijuana, and he had the card to grow marijuana, which was amazing. And there's a lot of people who are legally now growing marijuana and having a difficult time doing it. Bringing you to my perplexing situation, because I know how to do it. I mean, I haven't done it, but I technically know exactly what works and what works well. And I will tell you right off the bat that it's nutrients. It is the fertilizer that you use which makes the marijuana the most successful. And I know what to use. But here's my perplexing situation. It is legal to grow your own marijuana in several states, but there are several states where it's not. The state that I live in just passed medical marijuana last year, and the state legislature has yet to allow a dispensary to open. And you are not allowed to grow your own medical marijuana in the state that I live. So if I were to sit here and give out advice on a nationally syndicated radio show that is heard all across the Fruited Plain in states where growing marijuana is legal, but also in many states where it's not, I feel as though I am putting my network at liability. I feel as though I am putting the local radio stations along the way in the states where it is not legal to do this in jeopardy. And I'm putting myself in jeopardy for giving you that information. So how's that? And by the way, even though marijuana is, like in Florida, it is now legal to have medical marijuana. And as soon as the state legislature gets, you know, it organized, dispensaries will open. But guess what? The federal law says it's still a felony. The federal law says it's still against the law. Now, the federal government has not set to enforce this. But now we've got a president, and I'm not going to get into politics here, but we've got a president who has taken every other thing that the federal government has ignored. And who's to say he's not going to just say, I don't know. I have no idea what his beliefs are on this. No idea whatsoever at all what his beliefs on this. But what's to say that he's not going to say, it's a federal crime and we're going to start enforcing it everywhere, no matter what. I'm sorry. I just can't give you the advice on how to grow even your legal medical marijuana, because it's not legal in other places. This is Ask the Gardener.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.